Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up anything that you want. Always, we bring things to the table to discuss as well, and the we includes me, Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
All right, so let's start where we agreed on our show prep. Normally, we bring stuff in and sort of compare notes. Who wants to talk about what? Daryl, you and I had the same story, which is always a good sign. It's the one about the another crosswalk illegal, like an illegal painter, if you will. Somebody
yes.
who has decided to go ahead and improve upon the city to repair some crappy painting jobs, apparently. Tell me more about this and where's it happening.
So this is down in Massachusetts, the town of Balearica. And George Similaris, who is a selectman there, decided that, well, since town officials weren't painting the crosswalks, he would take paint into his own hands.
So the town's own selectman is doing this. I didn't realize that
yes.
was going to be the case. That's an interesting twist.
Yeah, so selectman is basically the town-level version of city councilor for most of the
alderman.
Country.
Yeah.
So Balearica is about 25 miles from Boston, so, you know, it gives people some kind of idea where it is. Similaris said he was tired of constituents asking him when the white paint would be freshened up, so he fixed the problem himself.
Awesome. Good for him.
He personally bought cans of green paint, the town's official color, spent the weekend painting over 6 faded crosswalks.
Good for him.
He says, quote, "All I've heard for months is, when is this going to get done? I got sick of it." Police and other town officials said that painting the street without authorization was illegal.
Uh-oh.
And charged him with 2 counts of destruction of property.
What?
Wow.
Now, I'm curious why it's only 2 and not 6, because he admits to having painted 6 crosswalks.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it was like one intersection of 4 and then somewhere else is 2.
Look,
so,
buddy, we're going easy on you. It's only 2 charges.
We appreciate what you did, but we still got to punish you anyway.
Yeah. Now, pay up.
Town manager, yeah, and pay up is going to be. Town manager John Curran said the town was in the midst of a $400,000 pedestrian safety project that required them to dig up the streets, including some of the crosswalks, and that they were going to paint them once construction was complete.
Yeah, sure. Just right around the corner.
He added that Similaris...
You've only been waiting for how many years?
Similaris would be required to pay the $4,000 cost of cleaning up the paint because some of his paint chipped and smeared.
What?
Curran added, his job is to uphold the law, not to break it. He has no respect for the government process.
This is the town manager who's
town manager.
The selectman?
Said of the selectman, his job is to uphold the laws, not to break them, and that he has no respect for the governmental process.
Wow.
Similaris defended his actions, saying, I'm just trying to do right by the people in my town.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was intervening in other people's day-to-day activities or doing anything wrong.
He clearly wasn't intervening in the city's day-to-day activities. Otherwise, they would have been out there painting the crosswalks.
Now, we've got to dig up the road first. We're just not sure when we're going to do that.
We've got to destroy the road before we can build the roads.
And now, because you've painted it, we need to charge you $4,000 before we destroy the road? Is that right?
Right. You are required, Mr. Selectman, to pay $4,000 to clean up the paint. Because some of it chipped and smeared, and at some point we're still going to destroy the road.
It's ridiculous. Now, what I'd like to know is, I mean, a little more about this guy, right? This town selectman who is the hero of the story. It's very rare that you get to say that a town selectman has done something heroic and has really gone out and, you know, put his butt on the line for something. And in this case, this guy did, totally. So I wonder how long he's been a selectman in this town. Not that you necessarily know or that this article reveals that, Daryl. Just sort of wondering aloud. Maybe somebody down there in Balearica can call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And, you know, other conflicts this guy might have gotten into, because it sounds like he might be an interesting character to watch. You know, he might actually make, this might be the kind of selectman who makes a town selectman meeting interesting to attend, because they're not afraid to say what's on their mind, not afraid to, you know, go against the grain, so to speak.
Right, and I'm glad you asked the question about wanting to know more about George Semolaris.
Mm-hmm.
And Boston Magazine actually did a profile piece on him a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Yeah, so the headline is, "Who is Selectman George Semolaris of Balearica's hashtag PaintGate?"
Yeah, I don't know if he's a libertarian at all, but I certainly appreciate what he's up to.
These are the facts. Balearica Selectman George Semolaris, a house painter by trade, used green deck paint, green is significant here as it's Balearica's de facto color, to cover 5 crosswalks in town. Semolaris, a vocal advocate of, among other things, pedestrian safety, was frustrated that the crosswalks had not yet been painted and decided to take matters into his own hands.
That's got to be annoying. I mean, you're sitting there, you've got people contacting you. You, as a town selectman, I don't know if that's like a full-time job in Balearica.
Probably not.
It probably isn't. So he probably, like you're saying, he owns a painting company. He's doing his business, and yet he's getting calls from his constituents.
Yes.
Complaining about this. He's probably put in notices to the town manager and to whoever's in charge of park, whatever that is, Department of Public Works would probably be, that department. So he's probably put the word out, hey, I'm hearing from my constituents, you guys going to do something about this? And they're BSing him or just, you know, blowing him off.
Imagine that part of your tax is not going to something that people actually want to be done.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And we've seen, this isn't the first story like this. I mean, this
right, we covered the story from Mississippi a couple of years ago where the guy was taking like the tar and patch and filling in the potholes.
Yep.
And he wound up getting charged with some offense for like improving city property without a permit or something.
Some neighbors in a town in the United Kingdom also fixed up a road that had been just potholed to hell and was sort of wasting away. They finally pooled their money together and made a really nice road, and the city came after them as well. So, I mean, they really take this monopoly stuff really seriously.
Yes.
It would be, you'd think that people who want to make their community better wouldn't be punished for doing so, going outside of the official channels and just taking responsibility for a problem, seeing a problem, taking responsibility for fixing it, and fixing it. And no, they are being punished for that, and it's not uncommon at all.
Yeah, and apparently the charges are misdemeanors.
Wow, okay,
that
so criminal
he's facing.
Charges.
So these are criminal
Whoa.
Charges, plus he's got to pay the $4,000 to clean up the paint.
Well, that hasn't been ordered by a court yet, right? That's just what the town manager's saying.
Right, that's what the manager is telling him. And I doubt that any of this has gone through court yet because it only happened just a matter of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The story here from Boston Magazine, that's sort of the profile piece, says, as a result of his antics, Boston media outlets have descended upon America's Yankee Doodle Town.
I love how it's called antics. I mean, this is something that they say a lot about the activism that goes on here in Keene. But at the very least, painting the streets, I think, would be considered work and not antics.
Yes.
Like that's community improvement. It's not an antic to do that. He's not doing it to, you know, try to raise his profile or whatever. He already is a high-profile person.
They say that it's given the city, or rather the town, the most attention it's received since Boston 2024 announced Balearica as the home of a proposed venue for Olympic shooting. Because apparently Boston is hosting the Olympics in 2024.
All
That's
right.
news to me. They also mentioned that the colleagues on the Board of Selectmen have asked Semolaris to resign. He has refused.
Good for him.
The story, they write, fits neatly into an old-timey narrative of rogue civic duty Some even compared Similaris to Leslie Knope of Parks and Rec.
That's a fictional character.
Yeah, and I have absolutely no clue who Leslie...
She's the main character of the television show Parks and Recreation.
Ron Swanson's a better character.
Ron Swanson is their libertarian character. Leslie is just sort of the head boss of the Parks and Rec department. So I'm not sure what they're comparing exactly. Is she supposed to be some kind of rebel in that show? I've seen a couple of seasons.
They don't go into the comparison there, but there is more on this story.
Stand by. I want to hear more about this guy. He's a courageous dude, and hopefully he'll be standing up for himself in court and not taking a plea deal. 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts here. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here toll-free. Talk about the gentleman who has been... Was he arrested or just charged criminally, Daryl? Do you happen to have that detail?
I do not have that detail.
He has been charged with misdemeanors, which suggests that at the very least he was voluntarily taken, if you will, to the police station and booked. So he's a town selectman in Billerica, Massachusetts, who went out and repaired some bad crosswalks, some faded crosswalks that hadn't been repainted in I don't know how many years, probably a long time. People have been bugging him about it, and he said he kept hearing from his constituents. He actually is a painter by profession. So, I mean, it's not like they can say that he's just some average schmo who went out there and slapped some paint on the pavement. This guy actually paints for a living.
And he's a selectman.
And he's a selectman to boot. And now he's been charged criminally for it. If you want to comment, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I can't even imagine anyone would take the side of the town on this. They just seem, this town manager is flipping out, insulting this man, telling him that he just has no respect for the government's process, that he should have left this alone, and now he's got to pay the town $4,000 plus face criminal charges because they claim they have to go ahead and clean up his work. Or
yes.
Something like that. We need to restore this to its faded, its original faded state. So 855-450-FREE if you want to jump in. You can also bring up anything you want. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, I want you to know about ProXPN. This is a way to encrypt yourself on the internet, to encrypt your internet connection. Your ISP right now, if you're not encrypted with ProXPN, your ISP knows where you're going, what you're doing online. They are likely logging that information and keeping it for several years in some cases, and then turning it over to who knows who. You can stop that from happening. Plus, you can foil those criminals that might be trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets by getting ProXPN. You can get it for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux. Get it installed, and then no more prying and spying. Your own internet service provider will still be providing you internet service. They just won't know what you're doing with it once you start using ProXPN. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL50 when you upgrade to premium, because you can start for free right now, but when you're ready to upgrade to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You can upgrade to premium for 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with code FTL50. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose but your privacy. So why wait? Go and get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50 to upgrade and get a great discount on privacy. That is priceless. We're going to continue here. Your calls come first. Matthew listening in Fairfax. Then we'll talk more about this town selectman. Who is he? There's a profile piece that Boston Magazine did.
Yes.
We'll get back into that. Matthew's in Fairfax. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to maybe defend the town for the business for a minute.
You're a little muffled. It's pretty hard to make out, actually, what you're saying there.
All right. Well, I'll give it a go.
That's much better.
Anyway.
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to defend the town, or at least try to.
Okay.
So in the town's defense, I mean, you can't just have people going around and doing maintenance all throughout the town that's unauthorized. I mean, things like this have to be monitored in some way. Or else you'll just get random people, you know, cutting down public trees or things like that, you know, tragedy to commons.
But how is painting destructive? If you're cutting down trees, that's destructive. But painting, that's not necessarily destructive.
Right, right. And, I mean, I guess the way to go about it would be to judge these things on a case-by-case basis. But I just don't know if that's possible.
Well, sure it is. It's possible because human beings can judge things on a case-by-case basis. So what's wrong in this case, rather than talking about cutting down trees or destroying a playground or something like that?
Right. Well, of course, there's nothing wrong in this case because what he did was a great thing, I think. But
okay, good. You're trying to play devil's advocate here. Very good, Matthew. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I'd be interested to see, you know, some of the responses in the town paper, for instance. Obviously, like you said, Daryl, this is fresh news. But, you know, it would be interesting to see anybody taking the side of the town manager on this one. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, you know somebody is, because We are a nation of laws. We have to have laws.
How dare you do something? Our government should be doing it instead.
Even though, you know, the laws are poorly written and randomly enforced, and Danica, you said the government should do it. Well, this guy is the government. Like,
I'm right.
Theory,
exactly.
This guy is
the
government.
He is not an authorized government representative.
He's a selectman for the town.
He's just a lowly selectman. Move along. Nothing to see here.
And let's get back into this.
The profile.
Profile piece.
This is the history. Who is this guy?
So the author of this piece for Boston Magazine says, at my last gig, I covered Similaris as the Balearica beat writer for the Lowell Sun. To understand Similaris, you must first go back to 2012. Former Woburn, Massachusetts mayor and current Balearica town manager John Curran unveiled plans for a comprehensive revamping of the town center, whose traffic patterns, as anyone who's ever driven through Balearica can attest, most closely resembles an unfinished M.C. Escher sketch. Similaris set himself in firm opposition to the center project and launched a grassroots campaign to defeat it, chronicled in a documentary called Homespun Rebellion. And then they actually link to, I'm guessing it's the video here, Homespun Rebellion.
Let me see if I'm following what you're saying. So they had a really crappy downtown traffic situation.
Yes.
And then there's a plan to supposedly deal with that.
That
Similaris
was
opposed
passed
that
in 2012.
But he opposed it?
Yes, they don't give the details of it, other than, like, he opposed it. It could have been that he opposed it because the city was going to go in debt. It doesn't say.
Too expensive.
But it says, but don't let the crude plywood sign and musket fool you. And that's reference to things you can see in the video that's linked in this piece. Similaris is not some Don Quixote of small-town politics. He gets results. Despite some questionable maneuvering by the Board of Selectmen and setting the date of a special election, Similaris drove out the largest turnout in Balearica history to defeat Curran's center plan. Similaris rode that success to a seat on the board in April 2013.
So wait, just to clarify, and maybe it has to do with Massachusetts town structure or whatever. So the selectmen proposed this plan, and they voted for it. Similaris opposed the plan, but then the town voted to oppose the plan.
There was a vote to where the people of Balearica had to vote to approve this plan.
Right. And it was the selectmen who put it to the vote, right?
Yes.
The selectmen said, we want this to be voted on.
Well, I don't know if they necessarily said that, or if Massachusetts law says, you know, certain things have to go before the people for a vote.
But it passed the selectmen. The plan passed the selectmen, then did not pass the vote.
It either passed the selectmen or did not require their approval to go before the voters.
Okay.
And that's something that they don't get into because, you know, this is the Boston Magazine, so presumably most of the people reading this are familiar with Massachusetts rules on this. Similaris saw the center vote, which overturned an earlier vote by town meeting. So this town meeting is something that we definitely understand here in New Hampshire. Ian, do you want to explain town meeting when we come back?
Yeah, we can. I'll do my best. I mean, I don't live in a town, but I can explain my best understanding of it. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE if you want to jump into the conversation. The selectmen facing criminal charges for painting, upkeeping, basically, some old crosswalks. We're coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, you can dial in here toll free. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype, that's Skype username lrn.fm, so feel free to connect with us in that way if you'd like. With you tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
We've been talking about this this painting case, the situation where a man who's a selectman in Balearica, Massachusetts, painted some crosswalks that were old, faded, and were big eyesores. People were complaining left and right to him about this, and since the town never bothered to get around to it, he took matters into his own hands.
And with his own paint.
Yep, and went ahead and painted. He's a professional painter by trade, went ahead and painted the crosswalks, and now has been charged criminally for it. And the town wants thousands of dollars out of him. And so we're talking about some of his history, who this guy is. You've got more to tell about this man.
Yes.
And you'd asked about the town meeting as
right,
well.
Right, because it talks about town meeting, and it's important for people that don't know what town meeting is to understand town meeting. And like that's a very unique New England thing.
Yeah, it's very New England. It's basically,
I think the only state other than one of the New England states that has town meeting is Michigan.
Basically, the town meeting allows, for better or for worse, the busybodies in the town to come and affect absolutely everything. And so, again, this can be a good thing if the people in town are liberty-oriented folks. If not, then it can be very, very bad. So it just depends. And so what it is everybody in the town who wants to can go to the town meeting if they're, you know, legal voter or whatever.
Able-bodied.
Yeah, they can vote on pretty much whatever. I mean, the town's budget, all the line items of the budget. I mean, absolutely everything. They can control any ordinances that are proposed or removed. They can all do it just by going and showing up at this town meeting. It's like a once-a-year kind of thing. That's my understanding.
Yes. So in Balearica, the town meeting is essentially the legislative branch. And this is something that Chris Reitman had told me a little bit about because he's a selectman in Allstead.
The occasional co-host on Free Talk Live. So let's talk more about what's happening in Massachusetts here in a moment. I want to go to John. He's on the line in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi. I think this is a classic case of your slippery slope. Do you remember that saying that those who forget their history are condemned to repeat it?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all I'm saying is that Adolf Hitler started out as a painter.
Wow.
Wait, is that true?
Yes, and it was basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, basically after he was rejected from art college twice, is when he decided that he was going to become a petty little tyrant.
I remember he had gotten rejected.
And then he became a really big, huge, giant tyrant.
Wow, if only he'd been accepted to college.
Yes, but if you've ever seen any of his paintings, you can understand why he was not accepted into art college.
Wow. Well, that was hilarious, John. Do you have anything else you want to share tonight?
No, thank you.
Thanks. Great call. Good stuff. So suggesting tongue-in-cheek there that this could be the beginning of the end for Balearica. If they just allow this man to go and paint crosswalks, it could be internment camps next.
And next thing you know, people are just going to want to, like, paint bike lanes in the middle of the road.
Or
and
tear down trees for no reason.
Blow up the playground because, you know, like, we need a bigger sand pit. We don't need these swings.
Let's go to Charles. He's in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Charles.
Hello, guys.
And what's on your mind tonight?
Sounds like the town in has took a leap of common sense. It's something that seems to be pretty well absent in this whole country anymore.
Yep, that's absolutely true. But they want their power, you know. They're really interested in keeping their control over people, including their own selectmen, apparently.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. This country is so power hungry. Hillary Clinton just lost a few, maybe just a few, top secret papers. Whether that's going to cause us any harm or not, yet to be seen. Depends on what the secrets were.
Oh, I doubt it would cause me any harm. I don't care what she does.
But might have been some of her and Bill's top secrets.
Yeah, maybe. I don't see how any politician losing paperwork is going to hurt me in any way.
Well, you're kind of far away from like I am out here.
Yeah, I don't concern myself with what Hillary or Bill or Bush or, you know, whoever they are pimping out at the moment. Chris Christie, I guess he's coming to Keene next week.
Oh, yeah, he'll be in Keene on Monday. And I've got tickets to his town hall. It's going to be interesting to see if they let me in or not.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and we've been talking about this politician in Balearica, Massachusetts. Heroic guy. He actually took matters into his own hands, finished up some crosswalks, touched them up, made them look nice. And the picture, it looks nice. He painted it green and white, and, you know, it's real conspicuous, which is what you want for a crosswalk, right?
You want it to stick out. You don't want it to sort of, like, fade in and blend, and that's how a lot of crosswalks do. They just sort of, like, fade and blend.
Sure, worn away with
and I'm sure the green's a nice touch from white for sure.
Well, it's white and green.
Oh, white and green.
He painted green over the black in the road and white.
Yeah, there's a couple of the crosswalks in downtown Keene where it's sort of a red with the white on either side, so it stands out a little more.
Yeah, exactly. That's
instead
the whole
of just here's a white line on the road, it's here's a white line. Oh, and there's a different color than what the road is.
So this article from the Boston Magazine, sort of jumping back just to, what, to 2012 or something?
It starts back at 2012 where it talks about this vote
It was a vote to sort of redo the center of the city traffic-wise, and this guy led a vote no campaign,
and no one. So then, for some reason, there was a special election, it appears, in 2013, where he wound up getting elected to the Board of Selectmen.
Oh, so he wasn't even a selectman when he led that campaign.
That's correct.
Oh, wow. So this guy's really grassroots. I mean, if you look at it from that perspective.
Yes.
He led a political rally and then used that to parlay himself into a selectman seat.
Yes. And he saw the vote on voting down the redo the center of Balearica as a mandate from the people, because the people, at town meeting, the people are the legislative branch. So they're the ones that make the decisions. The selectmen are essentially the executive, so they follow those decisions.
In theory.
Except for when they take matters into their own hands with no respect for the government process, like this guy. The article continues and says, in the fall of 2014, Semolaris turned his attention to town meeting, which he believed no longer represented the will of the people. At its fall session, he presented a warrant article that's basically a initiative referendum sort of thing, a bill before the people calling for the formation of an exploratory committee to discuss abolishing town meeting.
Whoa.
The very body that would be voting on the measure. Unsurprisingly, it failed. Then
that
came
pretty extreme.
Then came the new high school project. With Balearica Memorial High ever increasingly showing its age, the town decided it would build a new one. And Massachusetts Scholastic Building Authority would foot roughly half the bill as the town's high school building committee whittled down its options for a location to two sites. Semolaris resolutely declared that the new building ought to be on the current site. Quote, if you guys pick the site, it's not a threat. I will guarantee use every legal means, whether it's petition like the town center was, anything at all. Mark my words on that. I will work my butt off. A Democratic town committee chairman, George Noble, says, don't threaten us. Semolaris responds, it's not a threat.
It's a promise.
It's a fact. He penned a letter to the Sun, which he signed George Semolaris, selectman. He made an hour-long video, which was broadcast on public access television.
Hold on. He's not necessarily going to bat for, like, smaller government here. This is just what he wants, right? This is the guy who, well, I say we need this new school that's going to be millions of dollars, likely. I mean, and when they built a new school
here. He wasn't the one advocating the new school. He was saying it should be where the current school is.
Right. But that's not necessarily a cost savings or anything, necessarily, right? Because then they're going to have to raise the current school and then build a new school in its place. And maybe that would actually cost more. I don't know. 855, 453, more about this guy coming up. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Back now with more Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number is 855-453. Also, we're discussing the town selectman in Balearica, Massachusetts, who heroically went ahead and painted, repainted several, actually, six different crosswalks around town. He'd been getting a bunch of complaints from folks, and just the town manager and the town bureaucrats were just sitting around doing nothing about it. So he went ahead, took matters into his own hands, and was rewarded with two misdemeanor criminal charges, as well as a town manager insulting him and demanding that he pay thousands of dollars to the town to supposedly go clean up his repair work. Daryl, you've been telling the story about this guy, and you've got a profile piece from Boston Magazine,
yes,
sort of giving us some of the history. He was elected after successful political campaign. He campaigned against a particular change to the town and was successful, then got elected as selectman, then vehemently opposed a school project, a new school, or
yes,
at least opposed the popular locations for a new school amongst the rest of the selectmen, and that's where we left off.
Right, so he made an hour-long video, which was broadcast on public access television,
okay,
in which he laid out his case against the other sites.
This is a very unused resource by many politicians in places. The public access television is a great resource. Daryl, you and I are actually involved as board members of the local public access television channel here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes, we are.
And there are actually some politicians who are smart enough to utilize the particular channel here. But I still think it's an underused resource. It's something that a lot of people watch in these small towns, especially in a place like Keene, New Hampshire, where there isn't any kind of local TV besides what's on public access television.
Right.
There's no local television channel, and even if there was a local TV channel, like there is one in Manchester, for instance, it's not like they're producing much in the way of local content.
They've got a local newscast.
And that's it. So public access TV is a real place that people can go and for very, very low cost or zero cost actually get their word out, whatever it is that they're trying, whatever word they're trying to spread. It's a tremendous resource. I would highly recommend people look into it. Just that said, as an aside.
The video titled The Balearica Bugle with George Similaris, the selectmen's dogs accompany him to each site, providing evidence to every Balearica resident with a television or internet connection of him breaking the town's leash law.
No.
He told the Lowell Sun, I knew this was going to come up. I was near the woods. I let the dogs off the leash for a short time. I had the leash with me. If it's a violation of the leash law, I'll be more careful next time. Meanwhile, folks in town worried that Similaris' antics would scare away the MSBA from doing business with Balearica due to Similaris speaking out against the project as a selectman, not as a private person.
The antics, again, using this term, I mean, we hear it all the time here in Keene. You activists with your antics. Is it antics every time you do anything that's sort of away from the norm?
Yes.
Is it antics every time you take a position that is not the expected position?
Yes.
It's an antic when the guy lets his dog off the leash? I mean,
yes.
It's ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
Everything is an antic as long as somebody thinks it's an antic.
Right.
A non-binding petition requesting that Similaris pipe down and allow the process to play out garnered roughly 500 signatures. Superintendent Tim Piowar, directed by the school committee, released an annotated transcript of Similaris' video with 61 corrections and clarifications. Similaris responded, they don't have the facts. I didn't read the 60 corrections, but they don't have the facts. I wasn't trying to mislead anybody. In my final salvo before taking this job, writes the author of this piece, I found that three town officials, including Similaris, lived closer to the site he campaigned against than the State Ethics Commission allows.
Huh.
Quote, for example, a property owner is presumed to have a financial interest in zoning changes, variances, nearby subdivisions, or development approvals, and roadway, sewerage, or safety improvement.
So, just to clarify, what you're saying there is Similaris was the only one of the town council members who didn't have a conflict of interest?
No, Similaris, along with two other town officials.
Oh, he did also.
Did. Have a conflict of interest by living within 300 feet of the entrance of the property. So it was like a zoning issue to where he would have, you know, like had the zoning of his neighborhood changed. So that's the reason that he was advocating against the new site.
Right. Not principle. Okay.
Right. They then write, but as he has done at least twice, Similaris wrote a letter to the editor appearing in the March 12th edition of The Sun, which he signed, George Similaris, Balearica Selectman. The same night he appeared before the building committee, prefacing his public comments with, as a member of the Board of Selectmen.
So he's not allowed to do, and that's like against the rules.
Because
he's not speaking for the board.
Well, he's not speaking for the board, but because of the Ethics Commission rules of having a personal financial interest, then he should not have spoken at all.
Oh, okay.
Or if he did, he should not have said
as a selectman. Oh, interesting.
The article here concludes, it says, as my infinitely more capable replacement, Rick Sobey, discovered, Similaris was on a list of Balearica town officials who had not yet completed a mandatory online conflict of interest exam.
Hmm.
Whoever keeps track of that should have notified me, he told The Sun. I didn't know about updating the test, but I'm more than happy to do it as soon as possible. I'll be more than happy to do it because my only interest is for the welfare of Balearica residents, and of course, I will take care of my duty as a selectman. That, more or less, is who George Similaris is.
Got it.
While the selectman's intentions are almost always good, his any-means-necessary approach lands him in hot water from time to time.
Yeah, of course it will. In a small-town situation, I don't know what the population of Balearica is, but I imagine it's fairly several thousand, if not tens of thousands. It's a name I've heard before. Like, I know that that,
right.
that place exists. You know, these things get very, very intimate in these small towns, in places like this. People care a lot about their community, and they are, in a lot of cases, willing to, you know, step forward and be heard about this. And obviously, this guy doesn't care about whatever consequences may befall him. And I got to say that, you know, I've got a lot of respect for him. He's probably not, like I said, a principled guy in any way, shape, or form. He's just a guy who has certain things he wants to see done in his town, you know.
Apparently, there are 40,000 people that live in Balearica, and it is still a town.
Mm.
Interesting.
Well, right. So what happens, Danica, up here is there's different kinds of organizations for towns and cities.
So does that mean that Keene is technically a town?
No, nope. Keene is a city. So
what?
It doesn't have it doesn't have anything to do with population. In fact, there's a town in New Hampshire called Hudson that has more population than Keene does, and Keene is a city. There's also different ways the town structure can be set up.
Right.
So the town can be set up in a town meeting style, or it can be set up in a town selectmen have more power kind of style. I don't know what you call that.
The SB2 jurisdiction is sort of a variant of the town. The one you're talking about, I forget what they call that, but yeah, it's basically to where the selectmen act as the city council.
Right, that's essentially what happens in Hudson, from what I understand. So,
but
all of it is just, I don't know what why you would want to be a city as opposed to a town. It seems to centralize more power, but then that other version of the town also has that centralized power.
Right, so the way the Keene School Board operates, I kind of like, as far as the options of local government goes, mm-hmm. to where you have what they call the deliberative session, to where people show up and then they determine what's going to be on the ballot.
Yeah.
And then, like, a month later is when people actually go to the ballot and vote.
As opposed to a town meeting where it's only the people who can show up physically to that one meeting.
Right, because you've got people that, for various reasons, can't show up to the meeting.
But for a vote, they could get an absentee ballot or something like that.
Get an absentee ballot. You can spare 15 minutes on your lunch break to run over, cast the ballot, and then go back to work.
Some more of the subtleties that you learn the longer you're involved in the political process here in New Hampshire. And, of course, the Free State Project, I should mention, just crossed the 17,000 signer threshold.
Woo!
So
85%?
That's 85. Yeah, that's right. We are on the way now to 20,000, closer than ever before. 20,000 people who are going to sign a statement. We've got 17,000 now. They've signed a statement saying they're going to move to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done, and as over 1,500 other people have already done as early movers, and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. So to get active within these very accessible political systems where people like this town selectman, you know, there's some similarities between New Hampshire and Massachusetts at the town level. And, you know, where people like this who are the people who are willing to put the time and the effort in can really have an impact. And we've seen that with our friend Chris, who maybe we'll focus on a little bit later, because Chris, he was co-host of Free Talk Live a couple of times. Chris Not Cantwell, as he's called himself on the air. He's had a great impact already as an appointed selectman in his town. So you can really make a difference here. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. Hour number two is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, the letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.